Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. This is Ruined Willow, and I have a very exciting guest today. But before I get started, I want to say welcome to my Pod Nation TV version of the podcast, which will be a video version. Obviously, you're looking at me. And it's going to be super fun. I'm so excited. But you can check out my podcast on other podcast apps. And you can check out my merchandise for the podcast. I have the shirt on right now. At Ruined Store on Bonfire. I like to wear my little tank top sometimes. I have tank tops and long sleeve shirts and whatnot. But anyways, check out all the amazing shows on Pod Nation TV, like the Happy Hour podcast. I've done several YouTube live hosting with them recently, so check them out and all the other amazing shows on Pod Nation TV. Also, I want to mention I have a new book out. Please check out my Hot Wife series with Lacey Cross. The most recent one has launched is Shared Wife at the Con, Watching Her Take It. So check out for Lacey Cross, L-A-C-E-Y, Cross, on Amazon and Audible. And you can get the books that I've narrated with the very sexy voice, man voice of In My Hands Audio. So check those out. And I have lots of books you can check out online, online sellers. Okay, I want to welcome you to, with Ruined Willow. I'm super excited to talk to this person. She's really amazing. I actually heard her first on another podcast, which I haven't even told her that yet. That's how I found her. She was a guest on another podcast. But her name is Lee Jaeger, and she is the CEO and founder of Rock the Bedroom. She has helped thousands of women feel more confident in the bedroom and connect deeper with their guys using her signature erotic massage techniques. She is a sex coach. She is Lee Jaeger, and welcome.
Thank you so much, Ruin. I'm really happy to be here.
I'm really excited to talk with you. And I just think it's really interesting. So, you know, a lot of people might be thinking, oh, what is erotic massage? Like, everybody has an opinion about what massage is, but what is it? And how did you start doing it?
So, you're right. When people hear that I do erotic massage, they assume that it's, you know, a hand job, straight up and down. And why do you need to teach that? We all know that, right?
Right.
And that's right. We all know that. But that to me, I call like 101. What I teach, erotic massage, it is slow. It is massage, but it feels like a massage. It doesn't feel like you're whacking them off. And it's massage for, it can be the whole body, like a very sensual, lot of teasing, lot of real juiciness around his genitals and the rest of his body and directly on his genitals. I have over 69 different techniques to do just on the genitals. And most of which he cannot do for himself. Like he can't physically get to at those angles.
Yeah. Oh, that's intriguing.
And so it feels completely different. It feels like this slow Sunday drive along the scenic route of his body and all his curves and just meandering along. It feels leisurely. It feels luxuriant. It feels like you're pampering him like a king. Wow. And so it doesn't at all feel like you're whacking them off. It is a massage, but it's very sensual and exploratory.
I like that. And it's like you said, you know, hand job is just a simple thing that, you know, everybody just kind of instinctively knows how to do, or that, you know, they just find out while they're with their partner, they learn. But yeah, that's really intriguing. I'm so intrigued by things that he can't do on himself. And that's really cool.
Yeah.
69 is a lot.
You know, I do want to back up a second here. And the hand job that we all know, it's usually like fast and furious. It's a means to an end. It's not a go-to, like, hey, I'd really love it if you gave me a hand job. Like it's a throwaway thing that doesn't feel that great to a guy. Like it's a means to an end. It's a means to get him hard or to get him off.
Right.
But it's not sensual. It's not connecting. It's not all that enjoyable for us, the giver of that hand job. So, that's a big reason why I teach this, is to like, let's expand the horizons, ladies, to make this something that he's asking for, like he's craving. I had one guy say that like he said in his words, I used to think that sex was the pinnacle, like intercourse. Mm. Intercourse was the pinnacle. And that all roads lead to intercourse because that's the best feeling thing. But I discovered with you talking to me that your hands can do more things than your kitty can. There is something better than intercourse, he said. I used to think that was it. No, that's not it. There are things better than that. So, so yeah, it doesn't feel like a hand job at all.
What I like about that is it's kind of like together, like you said, you know, for the giver, a hand job's kind of boring and you're just kind of like, is this over yet? You know, it's like,
my hand is getting sore. Can like hurry up and, you know,
can we move on? Are we done?
Yeah, it's not enjoyable for sure. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, I think that any kind of sexual interaction needs to be enjoyable for both people. And God knows, us women have had our share of obligatory sex and just enjoying whatever's happening in the bedroom or just going along with whatever's happening just because that's turning him on, but she has no interest in doing that at all. And I'm not an advocate of that at all. I'm wanting women to get all the pleasure and to not do anything out of obligation ever again.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah, it's going to be enjoyable for her too. And this is the way to do that. So
there's so many women I hear out there that they don't like sex. They don't want to have it. They don't want to do it, you know, and if they are feeling that way, they're not getting enjoyment because if you are getting enjoyment, you want to do it, right?
For sure. And she is not, she's not having the right kind of sex.
Yes.
Like he's probably, you know, missionary, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Not interested in her orgasm. There's a lady. She is in her mid 60s and she's in my program. She just had her first orgasm.
Wow.
That almost made me cry when I heard that.
Yes, that's so sad, but I'm glad she did. But still, that's way too old to have your first orgasm.
Decades of, I have so many clients, I can't even tell you, of reporting being in a marriage for decades.
Yeah.
And either not having an orgasm or very rarely having an orgasm, like her pleasure wasn't really a focus.
Yep.
And the guy only knew, you know, climb on, do his thing, get off. Like, what else do you do?
Right.
He wasn't even aware that there were other options. Mm. And so yeah, it's good to know that there are other options and it can be pleasurable for a guy to watch a woman writhe under his touch. And it is
100%
benefit. Like, I think a lot of guys don't even realize she is really not enjoying this, but you know, she's going along with to be a dutiful wife or whatever.
Right.
Or he doesn't even know an alternative. So it's like, yeah, okay, I can tell she's not really into it, but hey, I need to have sex. I need that release. And if this is the only way I can get it, so be it.
Right.
So unfortunate.
Like, it is. Like you said, they may just not know. So that was my next question for you. Is that why you became a sex coach for women or is there more to it than that?
Oh, yeah. So I did not look to do this. I am the last person who should be teaching this. If you saw me like 10 years ago, you would not believe that I would be a sex coach today. So how this all came about was a few years back, when my son was 10, we found ourselves homeless for a while. And I remember crashing in the makeshift bedroom of a hoarder's house. And I was lying belly down on the bed, counting out the coins in the bottom of my purse and a few bills. And all the money in my purse came to $28.23. I will never forget that amount. And that was more than what was in my bank account.
Ooh.
And as I'm scooping up all the change from my bedspread, my phone rang. And it was a woman who saw my Craigslist ad that I had placed looking for work. And she said, hey, you want to do erotic massage? You can make a ton of cash doing these happy endings. and I'm here I am with my mouth hanging open.
Yeah.
Like me? So let me tell you a little bit about what my sex life looked like up until this point in time. I wasn't exactly what you would call a tigress. I had a pretty low libido. I was starting menopause, so sex was getting uncomfortable, dryness and whatnot. And half the time, my boyfriend couldn't even get an erection. And you know, when a guy, he like pulls your hand towards his private, silently asking you to tickle his pickle. So I'd be thinking, oh God, like just, I hope he gets hard fast so I can, he can just stick it in already because I don't know what to do with my hands.
Got it.
So me doing erotic massage as a job was ridiculous. Like I was so horrified. And so, and I certainly didn't want to do that kind of work either. But here I am. I'm looking down at the change on my bed.
Yeah.
I needed the money.
Right.
So I figured I'd just do it a couple of weeks just to get ahead. So I took the job. And on the first day, I was determined to be that sexy tigress and pretend to be all confident. So the guys would tip me big.
Yeah.
And you ever watch Seinfeld, the show?
Oh, yeah.
And you know the character Elaine?
Oh, yeah.
And she does that, you know, her crazy dance moves.
Oh, yeah.
She's so cool, busting out some funky moves, but she just looks totally awkward.
Yep.
That was me, except unlike Elaine, I was not oblivious to my awkwardness. I was feeling it deep in my bones, especially the happy ending part. Like I was just fumbling my way through, you know, a little up and down. I didn't really know what to do. And there was no warm-up training on a cucumber. No, I was just like thrown right in, naked man on a massage table. And at one point during the happy ending, the guy pushed my hand away and finished himself off.
Ouch. That
and I just stood there and I was silent.
Oh, dang.
Trying not to fidget, not sure where to look or where to put my oily hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just hated that feeling of being incompetent. And like in my personal life, in sexy situations, I was used to the guy taking the lead and me just going along with whatever he wanted to do. I had no creativity in the bedroom. Yeah. I didn't know how to rock a guy's world other than just open my legs and let him go at it.
Right.
And so what it came down to was I had no game. I had no power in the bedroom.
Yep.
And, you know, I could have booked it out of that office. It occurred to me and just like tuck my tail between my legs and never go back. But I thought, Lee, it's time to put your big girl panties on. Like I wanted to be great in bed. I wanted to know how to touch a guy's privates. I wanted to be confident. And I knew in my bones that this job was my opportunity, my practice ground to step into my power. So instead of running back to my comfort zone, I leaned in, not for 2 weeks like I thought I was going to do, but for years. And I accumulated over 2,000 clients.
Wow.
And you do anything 2,000 times and you're going to get good at it. You're going to work out some kink. So by practicing on all those guys, I created about 69 different techniques, like ways to touch his privates to bring him to his knees. And when I had a client who couldn't get it up, like I had a lot of older clients, I figured out exactly how to knock his socks off. And I just felt like Beyonce strutting onto her stage, just freaking owning it.
Awesome.
And a surprise side effect was with my boyfriend, things with us turned around immediately. Like all of a sudden, I was this wildcat, always in the mood. His erection was no longer an issue. I rocked his freaking world, whether he was hard or not. And most importantly, I rocked my world. I had the best sex of my life, even if intercourse was off the table. And, you know, we were playful and giddy again, and just like when we first met. And at some point, my girlfriends noticed sparks flying between me and my BF. And they're like, Lee, what you doing? Like, they wanted me to help them, give them tips for their boring, sexless marriages.
Yes.
And some marriages were saved because of what I told them. And so I thought, oh my gosh, helping my friends, having a happier relationship, or getting guys off in my office. Let's see. Helping my girls was way more gratifying than what I was doing with the guys. So after honing my skills on over 2,000 penises, I stopped working with the men. And now I just help women get their sexy back and get their confidence back and have a super fun sex life, basically.
Oh. That's so rewarding because what you're teaching them, because like, with the men, it's just like a one-time thing. I got you off. Okay, bye-bye. But with the women, you're creating a way of life, something they can keep repeating and improve their relationship. I can see why that'd be more rewarding. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because the thing is, if you're confident in the bedroom, you're confident in the boardroom, you're confident in the kitchen, like you can have conversations that you have never been able to have before. Like I do teach erotic massage, but that's only one piece of what I teach. I also teach a lot of communication skills and like helping a woman talk about her desires, be able to say the things that she's thinking. She's in bed going, oh God, I've told him so many times. I don't like that. And he wants it. And she's having this conversation up here, but she's not, she doesn't have the words or the guts to say it out loud in a way that isn't going to start a fight or hurt his feelings or whatever. So that's a huge, huge part of what I teach. It's just having the words to say to get what you want.
Because we're not taught that at all. You know what I mean? Like our sex ed sucks. It doesn't even really include relationships and consent and all of that stuff. It's so focused on reproduction. Don't get a disease. Don't get pregnant. You know, I mean, when I had it, I don't even think they said the word clitoris ever. You know?
Yeah. What the hell is that? Like so many guys don't even know what that is.
I know. They don't know
where it is.
Looks like. I know, right? They don't understand that it's erectile tissue. They don't understand it has all these lobes and arms. And we get clit boners at night. I mean, there's so many things we don't know as a collective in our country about sex. So what you're doing is so needed and so fantastic. And yay.
Yay. Totally yay. I have the best job in the world. Yeah. I get to see women who, like I said, you know, like that woman who had never had an orgasm, didn't know how to ask for one, didn't know. And now she's having the time of her life. And all of us on the coaching calls were watching her like tell about these dates that she's having. And we we're in tears, just watching this woman's life transform just from the confidence that she's gotten. Like it's so rewarding and so neat.
Yeah.
It's about time. Come on.
It is, you know, and I keep thinking, you know, hope things get better, that women don't continue to suffer this. I feel like it's just this plague on women, you know, probably around the world, but definitely in our country. I can't really speak to other parts of the world, but I just feel like it's this plague on us. And it's like, you're supposed to want sex, but then you're not supposed to, and you're not supposed to talk about it, but you're supposed to communicate. There's like all these mixed messages that we're given.
Totally. If you're into sex, then you're a slut. But if you're not, then you're prude. And like, you know, watch the Barbie movie.
Not watched that. I want to watch that so bad. I can't believe I haven't yet.
I bet you could probably look up America's speech. She gives a little speech towards the end and it is so good. I'm sure you can find that on YouTube somewhere or something.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. It's the coolest speech about what women have to go through, and we just can't win. We can't win.
Right. I mean, you're on that
mixed expectations and judgments and all the things. Yeah, it's really good. You gotta look it up.
I definitely do. I mean, if you think about that gradient, we're slut to prude, but there's like really no anywhere in between. There's just criticism every turn, every level of that.
Yeah.
There's criticism.
Yeah, the guy's a stud.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's just fucked up.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So a lot of education is required. And, you know, I love the fact that you're willing to come on and talk about this, even though, you know, it's, you get censored and I'm sure there's judgment flying around and whatnot, but we got to do it anyway. And
we
so
do.
Thank you for your
we
part
do.
In that, because education is powerful. It's key.
It
and
is.
To let women know, oh yeah, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who thinks that. And yeah, that's right. It's not okay that I'm feeling not satisfied in my sex life or feeling like a doormat or whatever. Like, yeah, girl power, empowerment. So
100%. And I love that other people are in different countries around the world listen to my podcast. So I always hope too that those people can hear this kind of stuff and be like, okay, I'm a woman. I'm important. My pleasure is important too. It's not just about him.
No. And the thing is, so I get all the time when people are checking out my stuff, they're like, oh, so you teach women how to wow a guy with your hands. What's in it for me? Like what? That sounds like I'm servicing my guy.
Yeah.
And don't we have enough of that? And I get it looks like that from the outside because I don't teach men. I teach women how to do this for their guy.
Yeah.
But it's not actually, you're not servicing your guy at all. Yeah. You're treating him like a king and you are, you're totally, he is at benefit for sure. But women get way more out of this than men do by far. Like the first thing that, like I have this free training that people can try. And just with the one technique, the one free training thing, women's confidence goes up. I can't even tell you the hundreds of emails I've gotten going, oh my God, this didn't look like much, but I tried it. And wow, holy crap, awesome. It really moved the needle for us. And now I feel a little bit more confident in the bedroom. I know how to take control, whereas before I did not know how to take control because I didn't have any skills.
Yeah.
And so the confidence that women have is off the charts. And also, just being able to step up and take control in the bedroom gives you, the woman, the opportunity to ask for what you want and to open up the lines of communication so that you can have these conversations and get your needs met as well. And I'll tell you, when you treat a guy like a king, more often than not, unless he's a complete narcissist, he will treat you like a queen.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Totally. So it's unbelievable women get out of this. It's really, I'm not teaching women how to service a guy or to really get him off. It's not really even about reaching an orgasm, what I teach. It's about pleasure. It's about connecting. It's about like emotionally bonding to your guy in a way you never have, even when you first met and you were kids and, you know, just horny as crazy. And you're like, oh my God, I couldn't ever be in love like that again. Yeah, you can actually. So it's about deepening the connection with your guy. It's not about whacking him off at all, if you're doing it right. I mean, there's some YouTube videos you can watch and yeah, it's just about whacking your guy off.
right.
That doesn't progress your relationship. That doesn't fix broken parts of your relationship. That doesn't open up your communication. But the way I teach it, it does. Because that it's not about the physical techniques, really. It's about how you do them and the communication skills that you use while you're doing them.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com and use code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, for the 20% off and free shipping. Have you ever been doing some oral pleasure and got some hairs in your mouth or your teeth? Well, Manscaped can help with that. Try being clean shaven for spring cleaning. After he uses Manscaped, you can say, let's get some busy with some spring fever in the bedroom. Try out Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It is an amazing trimmer that features two interchangeable heads, one for taking a little off the top and the new foil blade to go smooth. If you want to go smooth for spring cleaning, make sure you try out Manscaped products. Bring on those smooth skin, sexy slaps in the bedroom. And how do you do that? Use Manscaped products to shave clean down in your pubic area. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, all caps at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code RUIN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, right? In your pants, if you're the man. Spring clean your groin area. Try smooth. Try it with Manscaped.
Yeah. So do you give people like
a lot of different scenarios, or how do you teach people? Is it videos? How exactly do you teach them?
There are no dildos involved. There's no cucumbers involved. I demonstrate all these techniques on a live naked man.
Okay.
However, it doesn't feel like porn at all. There's a whole bunch of pre-recorded videos that are online. So you log in, you have to be an adult to watch my stuff because there is full on nudity, but it's classy and educational and professional. It's not bow chicka wow wow. It's not entertaining like porn is.
Yeah, it's not porn, it's right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when people sign up even to my free thing, or if they want to get in my membership or whatever, they have to log in to my website in order to watch the training videos. And so they can watch them at their own leisure. But I also have group coaching calls where I don't really do a lot of I don't teach the techniques on the group coaching calls, but if anyone has questions like, hey, so I had a really difficult time trying to figure out how to do onion ring. Could you show me how to do that? I name them all after food.
I love it. After what food? Yeah,
it's easier to remember. It's so much more fun.
And fun.
And so I can give clarity on the coaching calls, which are over Zoom, so that everybody can see me and ask questions like, hey, I tried this and my guy, he was flaccid. And so, could you show me how to modify this technique for him? Blah, 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 blah. So there's a lot of personal instruction, but most of the actual, the technique instruction is all online on video. Yeah.
And this is a good time to say your website, which is?
Oh, it's so rockthebedroom.com is where people can go to get the free thing. One free technique that it's called powdered sugar. And there's no powdered sugar involved. It's just your fingers. And it looks really simple. Like you look at it and you're thinking, this isn't going to do anything. This isn't. Here's the massage. Like this isn't even. My guy's not going to like this, but try it because a lot of women have been very surprised at how much you can make a guy squirm in a good way.
Yeah.
And want to throw you down on the bed and do wonderful things to you in return when you do powdered sugar. And I pick powdered sugar because it's just anybody can do it. He doesn't have to be erect. There is no orgasm goal finish line involved. Mm-hmm. It's just pleasure. It's just a fun technique to zhuzh up your foreplay a little bit. But if you want more, there's a whole bunch more. So rockthebedroom.com is where you find that.
That's awesome. And I would imagine that the things you're talking about also would really lengthen the time together because a lot of men may have issues with premature ejaculation. Well, if you're maybe, so with this kind of help, I'm thinking it would make the interaction longer, the session longer than just intercourse and then boom, they climax.
Yeah. Because once you get into intercourse, it's kind of like, it's a sprint for the finish line. Mm-hmm. Like, let's have the big O. But when you incorporate erotic massage and all the teasing that I teach, it warms him up. This also helps guys who have a difficult time having an orgasm. So it helps whether you can't have an orgasm easily or you have an orgasm way too quickly or quicker than your partner would like, I should say. And so this is a way to really tease him and edge him, get him close to the orgasm and then back away. And it's because all the different techniques have varying degrees of stimulation. Some feel amazing, but they'll never push them over the edge of an orgasm. Sure. Some will, push them over the edge right away. So you learn which ones, how he responds to the different techniques. So you know, okay, he's getting really close, but I want to back him away a little bit. Yeah. Or, then you choose a less stimulating, but still very juicy technique. Or if you're like, okay, I'm kind of done and I want him to have an orgasm here, then you know exactly what to do to just push him over the edge quickly so you can roll over and go to bed, whatever.
You have a tool belt.
So, and I'm not sure which podcast you heard me on, but Layla London on The Curious Girl Diaries. Do you know her?
Oh, yeah, I do. I've been on her podcast and she's been on mine.
Yeah, she is awesome. And she took a few of my techniques and she did them on one of her guys.
Oh, cool.
Goldie. And she said, hands down, that was the best sex we ever had. Oh, and Layla, nice. I mean, she's tried everything, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, but I didn't realize I'm not so good with my hands. I didn't even realize that I'm very limited in what I know. And
right.
So she said, yeah, it was, in her words, she called it foreplay napalm.
Mm.
And yeah, it just really zhuzhed up the sex session. Like they did more than just the erotic massage, but it was a really good on-ramp to some juicy stuff that really heightened the turn-on state.
Okay.
So that whatever they did after that, and she didn't elaborate, it just made it even better because there was so much teasing and so much playfulness prior to all the other stuff.
Makes
so
sense
to me. Foreplay napalm. I'm like, Layla, that is the best description ever.
That is. That's fantastic. That definitely get people interested in trying it, I think.
Yeah. Because I have a lot of clients who have like older ladies sometimes who are with older guys and they can't always get it up. So a lot of my clients use these techniques as an alternative to intercourse.
Okay.
To still connect sexually and have a great time.
Yeah.
And, but when intercourse or penetration is just not possible, then this really helps reignite the sex life. However, even if you can't, if penetration is not a problem, erotic massage, using it as a foreplay technique like Layla did,
it
just increases everything else, just like kind of magnifies the intensity of all the other stuff. So you don't have to have ED, erection issues, to try the erotic massage, whether penetration is possible or not. This just adds to.
Now, I've heard you say you don't necessarily like or choose the word foreplay. Why is that?
I hate the word foreplay because I mean, I use it because that's what people are familiar with, but I actually prefer the term playtime, because foreplay, the connotation of foreplay is this stuff we're doing right now, labeled foreplay.
Yeah.
Is the, it's the pregame, it's the tailgate party pregame to the main event, you know, like, oh, this isn't the main event. This is just the warming up to the good stuff.
It's not as important.
Whereas erotic massage, it's the good stuff. Like it's juicy. It gives you sensations that you have never even felt before. And it gives you a way to interact with your guy in a way that you've never interacted before, that puts you in the driver's seat, which feels really good.
Awesome.
Like confidently and competently in the driver's seat. Being in the driver's seat and not knowing how to drive, that's scary.
Yeah.
But being in the driver's seat and having like training from Mario Andretti, a race car driver, then it's fun. So this foreplay idea of, this is just the warm up to the good stuff. The stuff I teach, it is the main event.
Yeah,
intercourse. Okay. That's fine too. But, but it is not the main event. If you're doing the massage correctly, it feels better than the intercourse. So I call it playtime. I do not call it foreplay.
I like that, playtime. So you still got the word play in there. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And my whole thing is passion and playfulness, because you can have sex. Everyone seems to want more sex, who are interested in sex, but it's not more sex that we're interested in, that we actually are after. It's more connection. Like, how do we make sex better?
Right.
And so it's not really about intercourse when it comes to connection. Like the erotic massage brings in the intimacy. You can have a lot of sex and not actually have any intimacy at all.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah.
Right. So the erotic massage, it really focuses on the intimacy and really getting to know your partner and allowing your partner to really get to know you and making it playful and fun. It's not just this thing we bang out for the big O, it's a moment of connection and playfulness. Like I laugh in the bedroom. Like there's giggling. It's playful. It's fun. It's passionate. It's hot. Awesome. It's not just this silent rote, you know,
bada bing, bada boom. Things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it that way, but it's not as fun.
No.
Not as enjoyable.
Absolutely not. And we've been talking a lot about people who are in a relationship. What about people who are single? Should they consider this?
Yes. I mean,
and how would they even practice? Like, would they get a cucumber or a dildo or what would they do?
Well, I mean, there are some ladies who there's a dildo that I actually recommend that's really good. It feels just like the real thing. It's really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The texture is crazy. But yeah, that just watching the training videos and realizing, huh, oh, you can do that. Oh, that's a sensitive area. Oh, I didn't even know you could do that on that area. And that felt good. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
So just the knowledge, even if they can't practice on anybody, when they go on a date,
yeah,
instead of them sitting across the table from someone thinking, oh God, this guy's really hot and I really like him. I hope he likes me. Is he going to call me back later? I don't know if he's going to call me. I don't know. Like this whole self-doubt kind of thing.
Yeah.
In my program, no women ever feel that. When they're on a date, and I have a lot of single ladies in my program.
Do
when they're on a date, they're sitting across from the guy going, huh, this guy has no idea the lottery he won by getting to sit across the table from this queen. Like I could have my pick of any guy to choose as my king in this room. You are a lucky guy. If I decide that I'm going to unleash my magic hands on you, like there is no, will he call me back?
Yeah. Yeah.
If he doesn't call you back, it's like next, like, oh boy, you have no idea what you just missed out on. I am awesome.
Moving on.
You know, so for women to go out on a date with that level of confidence
and
self-assuredness.
Yes.
You're attracting a completely different man. You're not attracting the losers, the users, the narcissists. Mm-hmm. They see you coming and they're running the other way.
Yeah,
whereas the confident guy, the guy who's got it together, the guy who wants to treat a woman like a queen, the way that you're demanding to be treated, because you know you're a queen, you're a goddess, then you're attracting that kind of guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're single, you need this stuff because it's going to change how you're showing up on a date and the types of guys you're even agreeing to go on a date with. You're not wasting your time with losers because you know you have some mad skills to offer a guy so you can be choosy. You can be picky the way you should be. You know, we're picky about the food we put in our mouths. We're picky about the clothes we put on our body or the car we drive. We should be picky about the people we're intimate with.
Agree.
And choose people who are worthy of us. You know, like that guy's lucky to be with me, not the other way around.
I love that too, because it's going to steer you clear of those users and those narcissists. I mean, they're just going to be,
they're a waste of your time, honey. You have way bigger opportunities out there. You don't need to waste your time on people who are not going to treat you the way that you should be treated.
Right.
Every woman should be treated like a queen, period, full stop.
Yeah. I've heard one guest I had on put it this way. She said, I know my worth. And I know
that.
Yeah. I just loved that sentence. And she's like, I know my worth. You know, like it was just like,
Yes. Every woman should know their worth. And sometimes you need to be reminded and you need to build up that confidence a little bit. And with confidence, like confidence is this cliche term that's thrown around a lot. Mm-hmm. And I talk about it a lot. But it's not cliche when you are confident.
Right.
Like it's a thing that you just are. It's not something you pretend at. And the only way to get confident is to be competent at something.
Yeah.
Like if you have a skill set, if you know you're good at something, it's easy for you to feel confident about that.
Right.
But if you don't, like in the bedroom, I deal with women who are not so confident in the bedroom or think they're confident, but realize, ooh, I actually don't have that skill set. I'm not confident with that skill set. So I like to try. And once they have a few skills under their belt, like two or three skills under their belt, it doesn't take a whole library of 69 different techniques to feel like a goddess in the bedroom. You know, you take two or three techniques, you can wow a guy so much that he's looking at you with heart emojis in his eyes. And you're the best thing since pizza and beer.
Yeah.
So that when you see that reaction,
yeah,
you feel a little bit more confident. One woman said, oh yeah. So the first time I'm dating this guy, and the first time I did it, the techniques on him, mm-hmm. he looked at me and said, what you doing for the next 50 years?
Like,
she had him. So you can feel confident when a guy's saying that to you.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I love all that. That's fantastic.
That's so fun. I love it when I get those stories.
Oh yeah. That's like, that is like so rewarding too, right? I would imagine for you, it'd be like,
yes. I insist on women telling me like, okay, I want to know how it went.
Yeah.
Like, tell me how that date went. Tell me how, you know, when your guy came home from work, you've been married for 20 years together and things are pretty blasé at this mm-hmm. point. Tell me what happened the first time. Like that's what gets me off.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Total, you know, just nailing it first time out the gate. So good. And it's so easy. It's really
easy. That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. What's one thing that women tend to get wrong about the penis? I mean, obviously we all know stuff about the penis, but is there a common thread there?
There are a few things I could speak to about that, but I would say one thing that I run into a lot is women assuming that when his penis is flaccid for whatever reason, mm-hmm. could be stress, could be medication he's on, could be a surgery he went through, like prostate surgery or something, and he can't mm-hmm. always get it up, or he can usually get it up, but today he can't.
Yeah.
She assumes you can't do anything with that. Like, okay, game over. Right, I guess we're not playing today. And mm-hmm. that is such a mistake to think. I mean, I get why women think that. I thought that because it's like, oh, okay, I can't even really do up and down very well because it's not in this form. And like,
that's not going to work.
He's certainly not going to stick it in. And so,
it's not going to work.
Right? What else? What are you going to do with it? But actually, there are so many things to do with a flaccid penis that feel fabulous to the guy. Like,
wow, that's surprising to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for a woman, that tissue is actually very, I love the feel of it, even when it's soft. And I know what to do with it. So it feels good in my hands mm-hmm. or in my mouth or whatever. And, but the nerve endings in the penis don't go away. They don't go to sleep when he's soft. Still has sensation down there.
Sure.
Still have an orgasm with a flaccid penis. A lot of guys don't even know that. And there are just so many dozens of techniques that you can do with your hands alone. If you were to incorporate your mouth or your tongue or whatever, oh my gosh, the possibilities are endless.
What amplifies.
To connect with your guy sexually, intimately, and emotionally, and still have a satisfying sex life or sex session or whatever, even if he can't get it up. And a lot of women just don't know what to do. A lot of guys don't even know what to do.
Well, I've heard prostate too. They can orgasm from prostate stimulation as well, even if they're flaccid, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, things do. There is a way to stimulate the prostate through the anus, obviously,
but
externally, just pressing on the perineum in certain specific ways, the perineum, also called the rainbow bridge, like between his scrotum and his anus, that little patch of skin and underneath the erectile tissue, you can press in there and indirectly stimulate the prostate as well. A lot of women don't want to stick their finger up his butt. And so there are external ways to stimulate that prostate. And prostate is like the guy's G-spot equivalent. So a lot of guys do like that. And it will feel different when he's soft from when he is hard. That whole area is because when he's erect, the prostate area or the perineum area over top of the prostate is erect as well. So there's different ways to stimulate that area, whether he's erect or not, to create different sensations. And then when you take like Okay, so there's 69 different over 69. I say 69 because that's what people will remember.
That is, because that's a good number.
And, but the thing is, like, you could be stimulating the perineal area and he's like, it doesn't really do anything for me. Mm. But you combine that, like, say you're doing pizza pocket down in the perineum and you're doing, guacamole up in the head. And you put the two together, then he's like, oh yeah. My God, what are you doing? What are you doing? And the combo of them feel different than doing them individually. Mm. So it's like 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. 1 + 1 equals like 15. It's a completely different thing. Mm. When you use a combination of techniques at the same time, it's just, the combos are just endless.
That sounds so funny. That makes me think of, you know, those Jelly Belly jelly beans where you get these little guides and it says, okay, mix, you know, strawberry, chocolate, banana, and you'll get like a banana split. That's what it makes me think of. Like, you combine all these different things. And that's so awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The bliss, the flavors of bliss are endless. It's so good. It's just so good. And what ends up happening is when ladies, you know, they're say in month 3 or 4 or 5, of the membership, like, you get new techniques every month to try and put them together in a combination. Uh-huh. Like, it's called a quickie where you try them individually, but then you put them all together and that feels completely totally different.
Wow.
And they start, you know, just becoming very well versed with the male genitalia and they start getting creative and they start coming to me saying, hey, Lee, I think I made something up. And they'll show me something that they created. And sometimes it's like, oh, actually, that's in month 8. But you created that, you know, and they just start, because now it's playful. Now it's fun. It's not awkward. And they, you just get this. Now, you know, his penis inside and out. You know what does it for him. And you know what's sort of like, yeah, feels OK, but that's not going to push me over there. Like, you just no. And so your brain, now it's fun. Now it's playful. Mm-hmm. And your brain starts thinking of new stuff. Oh yeah. It's endless.
So let me ask you this. Do any of your techniques incorporate sex toys or paraphernalia?
I don't teach that. However, like in the group coaching calls, it'll come out where, you know, a woman's like, okay, so I'm kind of interested in some toys and I would like to incorporate this or I really like giving oral. So could you show me how to use, you know, these techniques in combination with some oral stuff? And so we'll explore all that stuff for sure.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, when you incorporate all the other possibilities, like some people like to be tied up, you know, like there's so many different things you can do that when you put them with the erotic massage, it's just like, it's way, way better. And in fact, I will say that I've heard this a few times from members where the first time they do specific techniques, like guacamole, I mentioned, when they do guacamole, quite often, like, I'll encourage them to put a cloth over their guy's eyes. Especially in the beginning, so that he's not looking at her. She doesn't feel like she's on like under a spotlight because she's nervous trying these things for the first time or whatever.
Sure.
And so, you know, he's laying there and she's doing guacamole and he's like, oh my God, whatever you're doing with your mouth, just, yeah, that feels good. And she's not using her mouth. She's using her fingers.
Wow.
So, yeah. it doesn't feel like just your hands. And sometimes it feels like, oh my God, like, do you have like 6 hands on me right now? Because I don't even know. I have to look at my penis to make sure that my dick is still attached because I don't even know what's happening right now.
Wow.
So that's just with the massage, but you incorporate some toys with that. It's only going to get better. And there's the great thing about the coaching calls is that there's other ladies on the call with us. And so someone might say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about getting this particular toy, or I would like a toy that stimulates this and this at the same time, blah, blah, blah. And maybe I'm not an expert in that. I'm not an expert in toys. I'm an expert in massage and, you know, magic hands.
Yeah.
Someone else on the call will go, oh, yeah, I totally know what you're talking about. You need to look at, go to this website. This toy is what you're looking for or whatever. So it's not just me.
It's a community.
Advice. It's the whole group supporting that woman in her questions.
Awesome.
So that's the thing that I really like, is that I don't have to be an expert at everything, but every woman has their own perspective and their own background and their own experiences to lend to the aid of all the other women.
I love that. I love that. I think that's super important, you know,
because
like you said, right. We all come from different places and different experiences and different relationships. So And I think, too, that'd be good, too, because, you know, some people seem kind of scared of sex toys. If they hear someone else who used one and it was great, maybe you would get them to try something to pair with the erotic massage.
Yeah. And there's ways to introduce sex toys into your relationship. Like, a lot of women won't introduce sex toys because they're like, oh, I don't know. My guy's not going to go for that. I don't know how to talk about this with him. I don't know how to bring it in without him thinking, oh, I'm not enough. You got to bring a dildo. Like, you know, that's the biggest concern that I find.
Yep.
And there's ways to approach that conversation so that he doesn't feel less than. It's more of a playful, hey, let's try this out. Like, let's just expand the yumminess that we're experiencing and keep it fresh and keep it new and add some variety to spice it up for both of us. So there's ways to introduce stuff like that for those of us who are new to that area. Don't know.
So, did you find yourself like reading things and learning more to add to your, or is it something more based on experience for you? Or did you kind of do a combination of experience and reading and learning to create what you've created in your techniques?
Well, it was definitely when I started the erotic massage business. Like, I was in that office for 2 weeks, and then I'm an entrepreneur. So I branched out on my own. Got my own office, and I was very busy. I saw 5, 6, sometimes 7 clients a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just hooked because I was just like, oh my God, I have so much power, you know, like
just
hooked on how much power I now had in the bedroom. And it was just through the experience, and some guys would say, hey, actually, could you try this? You know, like, this seems to work really well on me. Could you do that? Or like, and asking them, and I'm a perfectionist. So I would ask them, you know, hey, when I do this, does that feel good? Or does it feel good when I go this slow or this fast? Or do you like this more than that? Or like trying to get it just right for my regulars and getting to know their body. And so it was through the communication really that helped me to create all the techniques in the specific way that I teach them now. And also, this is kind of funny, actually. So because I had so many clients and I started out mostly just doing up and down for the most part, a little bit over the scrotum or whatever, but mostly up and down, my hand was cramping up. Like, the happy ending was the hardest part of the entire full body massage that I provided. And because it's fine motor skills, and I've got both hands, you know, doing the up and down, and my top hand going over the head was doing more of the contraction of the fingers, and it's totally cramping up, and he's not having an orgasm yet. I'm like, oh my God, this hand is going to die. Like, I'm about to get a Charlie horse in my hand.
Right.
I can't do this anymore. So I would take my hand off, and I would reach down and do something with his balls.
Okay.
Or perineum or whatever, just to relax my hand while the other hand kept going.
Uh-huh.
And then he would moan.
And you were like, what? Like,
whatever. Now I'm doing something on the penis. Now I'm doing in conjunction with the scrotum.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's good. But now my right hand, my lower hand is cramping up. So I switch hands and I try something different. So I had to, out of self-preservation, so I didn't wreck my hands, I just had to mix it up. The whole up and down thing was just killing my fingers. Mm-hmm. And so it was self-preservation that I had to create all these different techniques to so that I could do the work.
Oh, it's fascinating. So it's very much just the different men, the different bodies, because our bodies are all different, right? Yeah.
Totally. What's great on one guy was not preferred with the other guy. Like some guys, you cannot even breathe on their balls. Like they're so sensitive. Not very many.
Yeah.
I mean, most guys have had the guys who are super sensitive usually have had their scrotum or their balls touched in a rough way.
Okay.
But I have not experienced anyone myself who couldn't tolerate what I do with the scrotum and the balls. And there's just so many ways to deal with its sensitivities and ticklishness and all the things. Like everyone's different. So, so that's where the communication comes in to really get to know your partner. And not just guess and bump around and wonder if you're doing it okay, but to actually ask the question, hey, you know, when I do this, does that feel good? And you usually get a yes, even if it's not that great, but it's, I mean, you've got your hands on his private. So he's usually going to say, yeah.
Right.
But then to fine tune it and go, okay, but if I do it slower and then do slower, or if I do it a little faster and then do that same thing faster so he can feel the difference. Which one do you like better? And then you go, oh, actually go back to slow. That was really good. You know, you've just fine tuned what your guy likes. Mm-hmm. And for your guy, that looks like, oh, she really wants to rock my world.
This has been so amazing. Is there anything else you wanted to say? And also need to tell everyone where they can find you and also talk about your podcast. You run a podcast as well, right?
I do. Yes. Awesome. It's brand new. My podcast is Rock the Bedroom, same as my website, rockthebedroom.com, to get the free training. And yeah, we talk about all things sex and rocking the bedroom, not just erotic massage. Like I have guest speakers on who talk about other things too. So yeah, super fun. I'm really enjoying that.
Awesome.
And the only other thing I could really add right now is the one thing that men really wish that women knew about touching a man's body is they wish, and this came from guys, word for word, this came from one guy. And so many guys have pretty well told me the same thing in other ways.
Sure.
This one guy said, I wish that women would play with it like they like it.
Oh, yeah.
Because honey, he can tell if you're just whacking him off to just, you know, get something done. Mm-hmm. He can tell. He's going to go along with it because you're touching his privates, but he can tell. And it's just, it's so sad. It's so sad. The I've got a little quote I want to read to you by Mother Teresa. She said, the most terrible poverty is loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted.
Yes.
And when you are touching a guy, just sort of like, yeah, whatever, you're not really into it. He feels lonely. He feels like, oh, she doesn't really want to touch me. Therefore, she doesn't want me. Like they take that very personally.
Sure.
It's a punch in the gut. And so I invite all women to find ways to touch it like you like it. And honestly, genuinely like it.
Right.
That's why I'm here. That's why I teach it. Because the women get so much out of it. The men get so much out of it. It's happy relationships, really, is what it boils down to. And if you're just going along with obligatory anything, he can tell.
Yeah.
He can totally tell. You could fake an orgasm. You could probably get away with that. But he can tell you're not into it.
Right. And I think part of that also comes from what we were talking about earlier. If she's not having fun, she's not getting her pleasure be a part of the equation or just as important as his. So that again goes back to the communication where she needs to be able to communicate it. And then he also needs to say, yes, that's super important. And he needs to make her pleasure just as important as his, because otherwise she might just be, let's just get this over with. I want to go watch a show.
Exactly. You know, right? And I find that whoever goes first wins. Like a lot of women are like, you know, why do I have to be the one to fix our sex life? He's the one who's not doing what I want. Like, no. You got to let that go. When you go first, when you roll up your sleeves and you put your hands in some oil and you treat him like a king, guess what's going to happen, honey? He's going to want to reciprocate. Like he can't be treated like a king so often, so much without feeling a little guilty for not reciprocating.
Right.
I mean, there are exceptions and you got to dump that guy. He's an exception. But
exactly. Bye.
But usually the guy's like, oh my God, I've been waiting for this kind of attention. Like he's dying. He's waiting for this. And he will treat you like a queen when you treat him like a king.
Right. So it's mutual back and forth, you know, let's not make it one-sided either way.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you do that, when you get him to that sweet spot, mm-hmm. he will want to get back to that sweet spot. And if you indicate, okay, so here's a website or here's a book or something that will show you how to master where my clit is and what to do with it and all the things.
Right.
You know, if that's going to get you in the mood to give him more of that yummy, pampering, juicy touch,
yes.
he's going to want to do it to get back to that sweet spot that you've got him in.
Right. Yeah.
So, you win when you go first, ladies. Yeah.
That's a good thing to say. Because some people might feel slighted, you know, like you said, years and years and years, you know, like this is just, I'm going along with this. It's not about me. They feel slighted and resentful. And I can understand why.
100%. And she is justified in feeling that way. Yeah. However, she does have the control. She has the power to fix that. He's not going to fix it, but honey, you can.
Right.
You can.
Yes.
Yeah. It's taking back your power. It's having control in the bedroom. The women who have control in the bedroom in a soft, feminine, yummy, juicy, playful way, not a hard masculine control, overpowering way. When you have control in the bedroom, you have the best sex of your life and ripple effect. You have the best relationship.
Right.
Because that ripples out into the rest of your relationship. If you can fix what's going on in the bedroom, mm-hmm. you the rest of your relationship is easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all connected. It's really all connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's been so amazing. I'm really excited to put this out for people and it's going to be
so much fun.
I can't wait to hear people's reactions. And, you know, now I'm like torn because like in Pod Nation, there's the after hours and there's the health. And it's kind of like you kind of fit in both categories. I'll probably do after hours. But really, I mean, this is sexual health as well, right? This is
100%.
Yeah.
Like girls need some skill set.
Yes.
We got to learn some skills. This is 100% like relationship CPR for mm-hmm. sure.
Yes. Love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun. I found it really intriguing and amazing. And I'm so curious about all the food name techniques. That's so fun and super exciting and just like juicy, you know. And I think too, it'd be kind of fun to be like, hey, you want some guacamole? Like you could play around like what you're eating with dinner and be like, hey, you want some guacamole later, you know?
Right. Oh yeah. That all happens. Yeah. We get pretty playful with it. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it.
Well, it's such a fun time. Thank you so much, Ruin.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on. Everybody go check her out. And in the audio form, it'll be down in the podcast show notes where you can click through. But otherwise, don't forget rockthebedroom.com and check out her podcast. Are you on all the apps, the podcast apps?
Yep. I'm everywhere.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And you have an amazing day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Ruin Willow sharing my new erotic rom-com, I Dare You, the Saturday Sex Challenge. The bundle of all six novellas in the Sex Challenge series, A Day of Play, an erotic romantic comedy, a spicy rom-com that happens all in a single freezing cold winter day. It's best to stay inside. But where's the adventure in that? On Amazon, you can now get all novellas in one book. Brad and Anna, the playful second marriage newlyweds, have a day of sexy fun planned. Brad loves to pamper, indulge, and pleasure his new wife, so a day of erotic playtime is on his agenda. Their burgeoning life together is mirrored by their flirty dance that starts out in the kitchen, where teasing takes charge of the reins in the special day's foreplay. Anna's drive to be the champion is only fueled by Brad's triumphs, but neither is giving up that quick. They joyfully egg each other on in their frisky seduction of each other. They challenge one another in each round of their sex games to reach their climaxes. They both want to win, so the mischief escalates. The comedy abounds as they entice each other's libidos in risky places like the grocery store. Nothing like an exhibitionistic trip to buy food for dinner to put a spicy lick on the day's events. On the way home, their fun, love, and competitiveness continues when the car becomes their arena for their frisky hijinks. But their daring of each other doesn't stop there. The day keeps delightfully surprising them as they look forward to each moment of the frigid Saturday. Their relationship is spontaneous and inventive, and this gives Brad the liberties he loves to be the leader in the bedroom, to be the one in control of their experiences together. It's new to Anna to grant this to a man, but a victory would be the most delicious way to end a day that celebrates their love and excitement at finally being able to live together. The six novellas included are The Kitchen Sex Challenge, The Grocery Store Sex Challenge, The Car Sex Challenge, The Hide and Seek Sex Challenge, The Limo Sex Challenge, and Taste of Victory. Get it today on Amazon. Available now in ebook and paperback. Ready for some spring cleaning of your beard and groin hairs? Try out Manscaped products, where you can get 20% off with my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, to get 20% off and free shipping. In order to get the discount, use the promo code RUIN, R-U-A-N, to do that spring cleaning you get yourself ready for sexy times. Heat up your spring with a new shave, a new trim. Perhaps try going bare. Get more skin smacks in the bedroom, if you know what I mean.